Welcome, everyone. Radical Russ here at the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm joined here at the CannabisRadio.com desk by Chris from Weedmaps. He's the General Counsel and Strategy Officer for Weedmaps. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Lots of folks out there listening know what Weedmaps is. You go to Weedmaps, you get a map to find weed. But tell folks about your position in the company and maybe more than what they already know.
Sure. So I think the one thing that a lot of people don't know is Weedmaps is more than just sort of the traditional Yelp. We're a sort of a broad technology platform in addition to sort of having the Yelp, which is what everyone's familiar with, the menu pages, the dispensary listing, the deals, the doctors. We also have a point of sale software system, and we're looking to roll out a broader suite of productivity tools for people all up and down the supply chain, whether it be growers, dispensary owners, everyone else, to sort of both enable legal compliance, but also just help sort of make business easier in the cannabis space. Additionally, we own marijuana.com, and we recently acquired cannabis.com and are sort of working to roll that out as more of a news and information site on the medical side, in addition to, I think, a lot of the culture and information that's on marijuana.com currently.
All right. And when you mentioned Weedmaps trying to make some production tools for people, what do you mean by production tools? Apps or what?
You know, it's a mix of things. I think that when you have sort of the ability to sort of help dispensaries organize their menus and that sort of thing, I think a natural extension of that is to try and think of other things you can do to help dispensaries, whether it be point of sale, assistance with patient records, and especially when you're also helping with sort of patients attaining their medical recs, you sort of start, you know, we view Weedmaps as kind of becoming a natural nexus for, you know, potentially even providing certain solutions that enable seed to sale tracking and that sort of thing.
How did you get involved with Weedmaps, Chris?
So it's a funny story. I was a New York-based lawyer who was also working in finance. And, you know, I came to know Weedmaps through sort of the way deals come to be done in New York. And towards the end of discussing with Weedmaps and sort of working with a fund that was trying to invest in Weedmaps, the Weedmaps guys said, hey, you know, love the deal, Chris, but we'd much rather just hire you. And at that point, I was very excited about the company. You know, it's not often that when you're going to do a job interview, you've already gotten to sort of, you know, meet all the officers and actually interview them. And so I immediately said yes. And, you know, I've only been with the company about 2.5 months, and it's been, you know, really exciting and amazing.
Of course, Weedmaps is covering all of the medical marijuana states that have access, the dispensary access. As we move into recreational legalization, you're covering them as well. Are there any, have you ever run into any roadblocks or hassles with state regulators or medical marijuana government agencies in any way when you're doing these?
Yeah, so it's... I think in states, as sort of legalization, whether it be recreational or medical, sort of comes to different states, I think a lot of state regulators maybe don't fully understand the ecosystem, which is now coming into the state. And so there have been times where we've been contacted by state regulators who essentially say, well, we don't like what these folks are doing, and you're an advertising company, so why don't you just, you know, take them down or not do that or that sort of thing. I think there's sort of somewhat of an unusual tendency to sort of come after somebody who essentially is providing ancillary technology and marketing services simply because we're so visible. I think it's been an interesting challenge kind of getting those sort of folks. And I think we've been very ardent in kind of explaining to those guys that it's really not wise to try and sort of, you know, come after us in the equation and drive these businesses into the underground. I mean, that's the dark ages that we're attempting to come out of, right? And sort of they're trying to bring it back with what they're doing.
All right. Can you tell us anything about Weedmaps' contributions either to charity or to the nonprofit organizations that are trying to legalize marijuana in other states?
Yeah, so we, I think that really that question splits into two parts. One on the political front, in California, and now we're exploring in other states as well, and have made contributions in other states to help support the legalization efforts, whether it be recreational or medical. We've been very active in California, and we're now trying to work with a lot of the existing groups that are there, and and it sounds cliche, not but support them all and sort of help these groups, get their voice heard in the initiative. California, as you know, is sort of looking towards a recreational initiative this coming year, and I think we'd love there to be a consensus. You know, I think that's really what's important to us, and that everybody has their voice heard. In other states, where Michigan and sort of other states, which are looking at sort of either improving existing regulation or getting new regulation on, we're seeking to speak with groups there and find a way to help them. On the charity front, we're launching Weed Maps Cares, which we're extremely excited about. That is a program where we're looking to help subsidize getting patient recs in medical states, where states have enacted regulation that make it either expensive or onerous to obtain those medical recommendations. And then we're also sort of looking to supplement medicine for low-income and needy families who, need CBD or medicine for children, and they just can't afford it with the way the market's structured right now.
That's outstanding. So it's Weed Maps Cares?
It is Weed Maps Cares.
Can people find information on that on Weed Maps yet?
So we're actually launching a new site, and I'll touch on that in a second, but as part of that, we'll be launching the Weed Maps Cares site as well as a new learn.weedmaps.com portal probably by the end of this year.
Okay, so tell us about the new site then.
Yes. So we are launching, in the beginning of November, we are launching a new face to Weed Maps. I think it's been something we're extremely excited about, a long time coming. It's going to be an easier way to find delivery services separately from dispensary services, to find dispensary services more granularly, to get more menu information, to better integrate lab testing results from labs so people can know what they're actually buying. And then the other thing is we're launching a B2B and B2C site, shop.weedmaps.com, and vendor.weedmaps.com, which will essentially be the Amazon for marijuana. So we're onboarding products. We'll be going live with that, and it covers sort of the full range of products. And for actual marijuana products, which we can't be a portal to buy and sell in the current sort of regulatory environment, we're getting to that point. And I think in advance of that, we're a portal for people to get information sheets and learn about what's out there and learn what products are on the market and get intelligent. Because I think the funny thing is you go to the East Coast, and I think we're spoiled on the West Coast, and people don't know what concentrate is. They don't know what the brands are. And so in addition to sort of being a portal that sort of agnostically sells all of these products, and that's free for people to list on, essentially what Amazon did in the early days with third-party vendors, we hope to be a portal where, folks who are just getting into the dispensary game on the East Coast and don't know what concentrate is, or what is this wax and shatter, or what's a pre-roll? I mean, very simple questions people don't know. You can really find information about this and request from the vendors who have it, tell me a little more about your product. I want to know.
Wow, great information. Looking forward to all of the new developments on weedmaps.com. Chris is here talking to us at the cannabisradio.com desk. And of course, weedmaps.com is where you're going to find all the information on this stuff. But do you have any other contact info or information you'd like to give out to the audience?
Sure. I think if you go to shop.weedmaps.com, you can see our new shop site. Marijuana.com, we're continuing to roll out the content that's there and information. But yeah, I think we really want Weed Maps to be a one-stop shop. So if you go to Weed Maps, you'll be able to navigate to Learn, Weed Maps Cares, the vendor site, which is the B2B portal, and pretty much find everything you're looking for.
That's great news. Thank you so much, Chris from Weed Maps, for joining us here at the desk and for everything the company is doing to move forward in the cannabis industry.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. You're listening to our coverage of the Southwest Cannabis Conference here in Phoenix, Arizona, #SWCCExpo. All of these interviews will be available up on my SoundCloud page at soundcloud.com/RadicalRuss. We now take you back to the music. Enjoy.